Hello, world, and welcome to a brand new episode of America. You're so crazy. I think this is maybe our fifth or sixth episode of this show. We don't really do this show often. We don't really talk politics, but that's a lot. We talk a lot of politics. We just don't talk about it out loud. But I'm here with my two co-hosts. Guys, what you do?
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How are you guys doing today? Because I'm feeling great.
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
Now, like I said, I usually don't do politics. My mama really hates when I come online and start talking politics. She's like, they're going to kill you. I'm just like, why? Who's going to kill me?
Why?
Like,
why?
You know what's crazy? Out of the millions of Americans.
You know what's crazy, though? She be saying this since I was a kid. Cause I remember when I was younger, I used to read these books about civil rights leaders. And I'm like, I want to be like these guys. And she's like, what? And I'm like an activist. And she's like, no, they're going to kill you. You know, so... she said that for pretty much for everything, though. She's I'm like, Mom, I want to be a lawyer. The mob is going to kill you. Like, okay. I want to be a boxer. All right, go ahead. Get your ass whooped. They're going to kill you. Like,
wow.
All right, I'm just going to make movies. I don't have to die for real for movies. But, America is still very, very crazy, you know. Today in the news, one of the singers from Jagged Edge took his song Let's Get Married maybe too serious.
A little bit too serious.
You know, he shoved down a ring down his woman's throat.
And he left peacefully.
What do you mean he left peacefully?
Like, the cops, you know, the cops put him in handcuffs and he didn't fight, he didn't argue. He was like, yeah. Apparently the story is that the reason why is because he's upset because his father is dying of cancer.
Uh-huh.
And I guess apparently he has a drinking problem now. So supposedly they were arguing because of, like, the drinking.
Okay.
And... yeah, he tried to, like, beat her and punch her with a scarf.
No, no.
Cops came to the house, and she had, like, a golf ball-sized bump on her head.
Jeez. Oh,
and, yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I did it. Take me.
Guys, violence is never the answer. It's never the answer. You know, you and your woman going through it. Everybody got to talk it out. If y'all can't talk, then...
just leave.
Right? Just leave. Clear your head.
Nobody needs to go to jail.
Right?
You know, that's what Frenchie does, and it drives me bananas. I mean, I'm happy he does it,
mm-hmm.
because I'm more of a, like, act on impulse kind of person.
Right.
Like, I'm happy he it bothers me, like, the hell out of me.
Whether he just leaves?
Yeah, he just, and I'm just like, yo, we gonna finish talking about this? No. And I'm like, really? Really? He says, when you calm down, then you call me.
It's a smart thing to do. I ain't gonna get caught up in that. I ain't got the time. Like, you know what? I got somewhere else to be right now. We gonna have to deal with this another time. But anywho, in other news,
mm-hmm.
looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine is coming out of jail.
For real?
What?
Yeah.
I heard he was doing some more time.
No, he's doing a little bit of time, but he's not doing all them years they were talking about.
How many years is he doing?
From what I've heard, he's not gonna be. I think it's 24 months.
2 years?
Yeah, basically, yeah, 2 years. And he already spent 13 months behind bars. So that's going to count towards his prison.
So he's
going
to be there for like a year.
Right. So, like, by 2021, we're going to see this dude again. Out in the streets.
Are we really, though?
I don't know.
Do we really need to?
I mean...
if he still makes good music, okay, more power to him. Like, I got to give people props. If you still in that Hunger Game to make music, do that thing. But who's going to really want to work with you?
I'm just saying I'm pretty sure he has a lot of enemies right now.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Oh, they say he'll be out by 2020. But
that's like next week.
Right. But what do I call it?
And he wrote that letter to the judge too, so the judge might be like, let me okay. Fine.
Well,
go home. And then he's gonna go home, and then they're gonna find him, and they'll beat the shit out of him. And
this whole worse.
For what I've heard, Breakfast Club won't even let him come on the show anymore because they're like, you know, you're a rat, you're a snitch. And I'm like, word, that's the part.
That's the part
you decided y'all should ban him, not because he had a whole child sex situation going on. Then he had a thing he was going to court for fucking a girl younger than him on some R. Kelly shit. That's not enough reason to ban somebody. No, it's him snitching. That's the part that makes y'all like, nah, we can't have you back on the show no more. You a snitch.
Like, yo.
That's the rapist part. The snitching part.
Snitching part.
Shame.
Well, I mean, correct me. I don't know. Because I don't really follow Tekashi 6ix9ine like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care much about him. Mm-hmm. But did they, like, was it proven that he actually did mess around with this young female? Or was it like a he say, she say, and they never actually proved it?
To be honest, I'm not even sure. I won't even put it out there like that. I'm not even sure. I know he went to court for it. That's all I know.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm about to look it up.
Shoot, we need to find out.
But all I know is this guy's coming out of jail in 2020. You better see this man out here getting flicky with the bicky.
Is he going to stay in New York? Is he going to be out of New York? Where the fuck is he going to stay?
Who knows? He probably going to be out here still.
You got to get a house somewhere in Long Island. Staten Island.
Think so?
Probably go to Jersey. Depending, because more land, more space.
Okay, so from what I've read, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office claimed the rapper violated his 2015 plea deal by reoffending twice. Originally pled guilty October 2015 to using a child in a sexual performance when he was 18. And there's a video somewhere online, I don't know where you can see a 13-year-old girl giving him oral head.
Wow.
Next.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. She's giving somebody else head, and he's standing behind her.
He wasn't even a part of it?
I'm not sure, but that's still exploitation of a child. So I don't know what to tell you. That sounds like R. Kelly got a tape, but he's already proven guilty. I think this is enough proof right here. I ain't seen a video, but tell you the truth, I don't want to see the video. It was different with R. Kelly because I was a kid. When you're a kid, you run, you know. Is it still against the law when you're a kid watching that type of shit? Because she was underage. Now, granted, we was underage. Is it still a crime?
Did your mama let you watch it?
Hell no.
All right, so then there's something wrong there.
Somebody either had a bootleg tape or you had it online. I got mine online from LimeWire. I will never forget it. I got mine from LimeWire.
LimeWire was like the access point to a lot of shit.
For real. You will find anything on LimeWire.
Including viruses.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of viruses.
A whole lot of viruses. You got a lot of songs, though.
A whole lot of songs. A whole lot of movies. That's how I was able to learn how to edit. I was just downloading music videos all day and re-editing to different songs. That's how I learned to edit. But one also thing that I was able to get from LimeWire was R. Kelly sex tape. I don't remember how. I just remember one day I typed in R. Kelly and boop.
Of course. LimeWire was like Twitter. You put in an artist and the most updated, recent, interesting thing about that artist popped up.
Right.
Like, all the time.
And that's how I saw it. That's also how I felt. What's his name? Colin Farrell? Colin Farrell, the actor. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fixed up there too. He eating a black girl's pussy, and I was just like, oh.
Okay.
This is interesting. Very interesting.
Chocolate. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, he was all up in that. I was just like, wow. Now I remember how it started. I went looking for Pam Anderson sex tape, and then it just went down the rabbit hole.
Damn. Oh, God. It started with Pam Anderson?
It started with Pam Anderson and just went down the rabbit hole. Kept going, and I was like, oh my. What else is here? Oh my. Oh my. And it was a bunch of us, a whole bunch of teenagers just sitting there.
And that's worse.
Right? So it was like, oh,
they
God.
They just encouraged, bro, download that one. I want to see that one. Next thing you know, you have like 15 different pornos on your computer. You're trying to explain it to your mom. Like,
my mom didn't work computers when I was younger. That computer was all mine. She didn't know what was in there.
You lucky.
That computer was all mine.
You lucky.
Even to this day, my mom still don't know how to work a computer. I was really lucky.
Very lucky.
Oh,
I was lucky. I was just slick with it. I was making sure I actually downloaded it, deleted it, and that's it. I was done.
Nah. I was very unfortunate. You know how, like, AOL had, like, the family things?
Yeah.
You had regular AOL, but then you had AOL Kids.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, I'm, like, 14, 15 years old. Like, Mom, can I get off of AOL Kids now, please? Like, can I do something, Mom? Damn. Like,
damn, you was in the cage by the... Yeah. You can't go nowhere out of the kid section, nigga. Disney forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't watch Friday until I was, like, in my 20s.
Damn.
Like, oh. I couldn't. My parents were, like, extremely strict on what I was watching.
Oh, God. It was bad. That's hard. That is hard. Jesus Christ.
Shoot. America, you so crazy.
My mama. Technically, they allowed me to watch R-rated movies. I just knew how to go about it when she was around. Like, I remember the first time I ordered something on pay-per-view by accident, right? It must have been, like, maybe 4 years old. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pressing buttons on the remote. I ordered this movie called Money Talks. With Wesley Snipes. My mom heard it. He goes, oh, fuck. She busted it over so fast. Like, what are you watching? I don't know. How'd you get to this channel? Press this button. You know, she like, she left. I think like a month later, she got a bill for it. Called me to the room. She's like, what button are you pressing again? Like, this button. I wasn't even sure if that was a button. I'm just pointing at buttons. I think this button. She goes, don't press that button no more. I'm like, okay. See you later. I'll see you in the movie. But since then, I just knew when I watched rated R movies around my mama, put it on mute. She never understood why I would do that. She just know every once in a while, there was no sound for whatever the fuck I was watching. And for some reason, she never asked questions. She never did. She never did. That's how I was able to watch the whole South Park movie with no problem. Unless they start showing tits and I have to change the channel. But no questions. No questions asked whatsoever.
You made up your own scenes in your room.
I had to figure it out. With only American Pie, I had to figure out so much without hearing what the hell they was talking about. I was so confused by the time he started having sex with that pie. I was so confused. I'm like, what is going on here? What is going on? I saw him talking to a girl. He's having sex with a pie now. Why is this man having sex with a pie?
He was dreaming about it. He was thinking about it.
Bruh, I'm like 8, 9 years old. My mom knocked out asleep. I'm taping it so I can watch it later with the sound on. And I'm just sitting there trying to understand. Why is this man having sex with a pie? Like, I just can't understand
it. No, those used to be the days, yo. We used to sit there and watch TV.
Yo, his nickname right forever is
the... knock the fuck out.
Right.
And you got the TV just on mute. And you're just like... And then when they move, you change the channel real quick. Right.
Put
like
it on last. Last thing you watch was Cartoon Network.
Right, I was just
Nick and Dinah Summer.
I was watching Looney Tunes the whole time, Dad. I swear. Oh, what episode is this? Why is the TV so low?
I didn't want to wake you.
Right? You're sleeping. You're sleeping.
It's okay. I've seen it already. I just wanted to look at it. Oh. I wanted to bring this up earlier when we were talking about things being stage. Oh, no, that's stage. I'm sorry. When we were talking about strict parents. Did you hear about the girl who staged her kidnapping?
Yes.
Because her mom is strict?
Funny.
You know, no, you know why she...
I believe it. I believe it.
But you want to know why?
16-year-olds are stupid as hell.
No.
I believe it.
The reason why.
The reason why she did it is because her mom was talking about moving back to the Honduras. And she didn't want to move.
Right.
So...
That was her bright idea.
That was her brilliant idea. The whole time she's walking down the street with her mom, she's texting her boyfriend, and he's like, where are you? They pop up, grab her. Oh, my God. And she just magically pops up, like, hours later at the same exact spot, and there happens to be a cop there. She's just like, hi. How you doing? It's me.
And she had to go home. Everybody in New York was getting that alert.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting that alert. My phone alerted at least 7 times.
I only got one.
Like, they wanted me to go find her myself. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? Amber alert, bruh.
Working.
Amber alert, man. Working. Like, yo, I'm at work right now, bruh. What you want me to do?
That is the police job at this present moment. But I hope if I see her, I'll make a report.
I'm not going to front. I was like, all right, fuck it. Where's the license plate number? I'll find her. The amount of time they was hitting me up, I was like, maybe I have to do something.
Listen, if y'all hitting me up, and you know, car must be around here somewhere.
Right?
Must be close.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, is my phone going off because it's peep, it's beeping, it's peep where he is. They know where the car is at. Like, every time it rigs, it means I'm getting closer. Like, I'm slap. 12 times in 1 minute. He's around here somewhere. He's here. Is that a sedan? That must be them.
And they didn't even file charges against her. I would file charges.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
She need to get her ass whooped. Old school ass whooping from her mama. This is like, this is what you do when you're young and you're stupid.
She need to do some time. Like, I'm a parent. I know what it's like. Like, I mean,
she claims that her mama is super, super strict.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what it's been like. You've been there.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry. I know countless of girls who done dumber shit than this. But this is definitely in that range of dumb shit.
Listen, I've done dumb shit where I've disappeared for hours. But then at the same time, I've heard, you know, my parents tell me, like, you know, the fear that they had.
Right.
Just within those hours. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah, but when you're 16, you young and you dumb. I done a lot of dumb stuff at 16. A lot. I cringe when I think about me at 16. I'm just like, God damn, I'm so glad I was so far away from that.
Like, at 16 years old, I moved out the whole state. Told nobody.
No.
The whole state. Not even, it's not, I'm not talking about Connecticut. I'm not talking about Pennsylvania. No, Virginia. Virginia.
Why?
Which part of Virginia? It's Norfolk. A very big, huh?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Damn. Why?
Because that's where the love of my life was at the time.
Oh, okay.
And well, I went down there not once, but twice. It's funny
how these stories always have. So I know what it is.
Well, it was my high school sweetheart.
I mean, that, everybody's 6-year-old story where they fucked up has to do with their sweetheart.
With their boyfriend, right?
Boyfriend or girlfriend. Everybody at 16 does something stupid because of a goddamn sweetheart.
Yep.
9 out of 10 times.
Shit,
if it's not a sweetheart, it's either drugs or gang activity. But or it could be a mixture of all three. You never know. But majority of the times is because there was a girl or a boy involved.
Listen, my parents, she wanted to book it with old boy. She could have just booked it and called mom and argued with mom over the phone like I did. That's all I'm saying. Like, I was on the bus. This, like, it's girl, too late, ma. I'm already out.
Being 16, I put, you probably don't realize, like, how serious things are right now with these girls being kidnapped left and right.
That's what I'm saying. That's, you know, whole,
she didn't realize how big this is right now.
A whole fucking Amber Alert.
She probably realized that's the reason why she came home so quick.
Like, her phone went off. She looked at her own fucking phone and was like, yo, bro, nah, we gotta go. Like,
I gotta go home.
I gotta go.
Y'all might go to jail. That,
like, well, like, they're looking. Shit,
really,
I'd be surprised if it was even her who said that you'll go home. It's probably the nigga that was with her, the one who grabbed her. Like, oh, hell nah.
Yeah, he probably saw the video of him grabbing her and was like, excuse me.
Nah, you gotta go.
Listen, this reached the news. Hold on.
I'm trying to go to the store. I can't have niggas looking for me. You need to go home now.
Right now. Put the car in the garage and close the door.
We staying in the house for the next couple of days. You're gonna tell them nothing. But I think she told him everything.
Everything.
I'd have been deleting numbers. I'd have been her phone deleting everything. And my phone.
They not doing nothing to her. They like, she's good.
She's about the kid. She's the kid.
I think they still looking for the people. I don't think they're gonna press charges though. If they didn't press charges on her, they're not gonna press charges on them.
They should have pressed charges on her. She's being a kid doing dumb shit.
No, I ain't gonna lie. She doesn't want to go back to Honduras. I can understand that.
Unfortunately, she'll have to go. Legally, she'll have to go back until she's at least 18, and then she can, you know, do whatever
she wants. Or she can legally emancipate herself.
Or she could do that, too.
I looked into that when I was younger. Best believe. But after a while, I was like, I don't need to do this.
Why?
I'm like, I'm actually good at home. I got to get life out here. Hey, where am I going? I was like, why are we going to mess this good thing up?
That's what I'm saying. When I came back from Virginia, I was like, yeah, I'm not stupid. Ma, can I get a dollar? I want a candy from the store, Ma.
When you realize, when you about to run away from home, or you about to leave home, and you realize the responsibility. I'll never forget when I did the list of like what type of bills I was going to have to start paying once I find my own place. And I was just like, oh no. This ain't going to work at all.
Nope.
I'm gonna enjoy my teens a little longer. Mom, I love you. I'm sorry, Ma. I was wrong. I know you chased me with a hammer. I know I'm wrong.
You know what show I just thought about that like really, really like gives out that lesson? It's the Cosby Show.
Which episode?
With the episode where he was talking to Theo and they had the Monopoly game and he's like, all right, this is how much you making a month.
Oh yeah.
This is, you know, your rent,
right.
This is your food, washing clothes.
Right.
You know, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm able to do all of that and still have this amount left.
Oh yeah.
He's
like, this is like the first episode. Yeah.
And he was like, hey, yeah.
And all so the money.
He was like, yeah, there you go. Regular people.
That was real life stuff though.
Yeah.
Real life stuff. That's why I really pray to God that Bill really didn't rape these women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to think that guy who taught us all of those values is the same guy.
I don't believe it.
Then again,
I feel like if somebody was to come to me with actual proof,
uh-huh.
I would still sit there and be like, nope, it wasn't him. Yeah, no, he didn't do it. Let him go. Free him. Not dad.
Yeah.
Shoot, now. Let's get down to the last nitty gritty coming up 30, I think, what you said, 30 minutes ago?
No, that's been at least an hour. It's been at least an hour.
Now.
Well, guys, it's official.
He's impeached.
Donald J. Trump.
Done.
The president of the United States.
He's not my president.
He's not my president.
Has been impeached.
Throw him out, Uncle Phil style. Get the fuck out of the White House. You and the whole cabinet. Everybody got to go.
Now, here's the thing. People don't understand how this whole impeachment process works.
Tell us.
Because he's impeached, but it doesn't mean they kick him out of office right away.
That's a fact.
First, they got the article that got to move to Senate so they can start the trial, you know. That's probably not going to start till January. The Senate got to vote. Now, if 2/3 of the majority vote no, he remains in office. But 2/3 majority vote, you know, yeah, he's removed from office. So, give or take, we got him for a few more months, and the re-election is coming up. So there's a chance he can still run for 2020.
What? No.
It's not game over yet.
If he goes into cardiac arrest, this is your fault.
This is not supposed to be.
Look, he's going to lose it now.
Oh, because of my bad luck with whatchamacallit. I tell you another thing, Frederick, with the Super Bowl problem, right? So for some reason, every time I watch the Super Bowl, anytime the winning team is like the team everybody's rooting for some reason, if I watch the game, they lose. For some reason, it always happens. It's happened in what was the first game what was that game where Bruno Mars performed? Isn't that the one with Beyonce before that? I forgot which game was that. Was that the Seahawks? I think. With Atlanta, something?
You sure it was Atlanta versus Patriots?
It could be that. I think so. Who won? It was Atlanta, right?
No, Patriots.
No, that's not the game then. There was one. It was a game where everybody was expecting one team to win, and it was the total opposite. Like, nope, we won. And it was like, oh, no. And I can't remember who it was. But then it happened 3 years in a row because I watched the game, apparently. Mm-hmm. Like, people start calling me during these games, and I'm like, stop watching the game! Stop watching the game! You do this every time! Because I don't watch football.
What year was it?
This has been happening for the last couple of years. This year, and then the last Super Bowl was the only Super Bowl I didn't watch. And I think everybody, from what I've heard, everybody was okay with who won the Super Bowl last year.
Who won this? Didn't the Patriots win?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No.
That's a yard.
Oh.
I was saying to them,
you were supposed to watch that game.
You were supposed to watch every Patriots game.
You know what? Who's playing this Super Bowl?
It's still a tournament. They don't have it yet. They're still figuring this out now.
Listen, well, make sure we let him know ahead of time.
You can't, because that's not how it works.
Or at least
I can't have a stake.
Don't watch it. Make sure you block it. I can't
have a stake in the game. I can't. That's the whole point. I'm a neutral person just watching a game for the ads. Like, I don't watch the game for the game. I'm there for the halftime show and the commercials. And it just happens that there's a game in between.
It's mostly it, Carl. We're going to have to figure this out. All right. We're going to have to really
time this out. Either or. It never works. Whoever is supposed to win that everybody's rooting for ends up losing because I'm watching. It just happens.
You know what? We will just record the game. We'll record the whole game, yeah. Right? Let the game actually play live. You don't watch it. Okay? And then afterwards, we'll just replay.
I don't need to watch the game. Just save me the commercials.
That's what I'm saying. We'll replay the game and just get right to the commercials.
Yeah, cut the game out. Just give me the commercials and the halftime show.
You got that part.
That's all I need.
Okay. I think it was... Did you see... Was it Patriots versus the Rams?
What year was that?
This is...
Question. How did we go from Trump to football?
Because you were saying something. You were saying something. And it made me realize, I think you were talking about the Super Bowl effect, where you were saying that I would cause Trump a heart attack because I said he was going to get it.
There you go. All right.
And you were saying, I'm going to get Trump a heart attack because I'm paying attention to this, and I usually don't pay attention. And when I start paying attention, people get hurt. Well, yeah, so I don't wish no. If something happened to Trump, don't blame me, okay?
Well, listen, I won't be mad if something was to happen to Trump now.
Depending on what it is.
Man, I think we're going to see Trump make it all the way to the campaign trail. I don't know if he's going to win.
I won't be surprised if he ends up like.
But I don't think we're going to see this man go to jail.
No.
I don't see it.
Put him behind bars.
I don't see him going to jail. At the White House, most definitely. But I feel like he's going to finish his whole term. For the most part, he's going to finish his term. But it's gonna if he ends early, it's going to be so quiet because the re-election is coming up. So everybody's going to be focused on the re-election. Mm-hmm. So, it ain't over. The fat lady ain't singing yet. Some people are like, yeah, he's done. He's getting out the White House tomorrow. And it's like, y'all did not pay attention at all in school. Like, come on. I remember my first time I ever paid attention to any of this stuff is with Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That was the first time I ever noticed anything about politics. I'll never forget it. I remember I'm at my godmother's house. Well, my brother's godmother's house, getting ready to go to sleep and go to school the next day. I don't even know why I had to say it over there that night, but that's beside the point. Before we went to bed, we were watching on the news about, you know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That famous.
I remember watching it on ABC. Never forget it. Went to school the next day, and I see the same man's face on the newspaper, on every newspaper, with the same words everywhere. Just like, well, who is this man? Why is everybody bringing this man up today? Mm-hmm. What is going on? That's what I learned.
The same thing.
And that's when everybody was like, that's the president of the United States. And I'm like, okay, what'd he do? Mm-hmm. Apparently, he don't have sex.
You can't have sex and be the president. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't do two things at once, sir. You gotta pick one or the other. Pick a
struggle. Pick a struggle. Hey, he got impeached for that, too.
Yep.
And then after that, we had that whole shit with Bush and Gore.
Which Gore should have won. I really do think
Gore did win.
But the recount.
And then it didn't recount. And they were like, forget all that. Bush won. That's when I learned, you know, maybe.
My vote doesn't count.
Nope.
Maybe it doesn't matter who we vote for. Because they can just switch up whatever they want. Anytime. And that was my first election ever. So that was the first time ever witnessing election.
You ruined it for
everybody. Right, like. I'm like, maybe it doesn't matter. Voting don't matter. And then, you know, then he came up with the vote or die. You must vote or die. And I'm like, I'm 14. I can't vote. Leave me alone. I can't vote. And then when Obama was running, I was planning on voting.
I voted.
I was going to vote.
I voted.
I ended up staying up all night trying to stop my one of my godchildren's mother fighting her baby daddy. She was trying to stab him. have to hold her back, baby, basically give her the bear hug for like hours, all that.
American.
By the time she stopped, it was like maybe 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, because she got tired. And I was tired. I was like, girl, I'm about to pass out. I'm not holding you to sleep, all right? Like, you gotta cut this out. You gotta drop the knife. Like, we're doing this for too long now. And then finally, I realized, oh, shit, I gotta go vote. Went outside, saw that line. I'm like, I'll be back. So I went home, thought I'd take a quick nap and just go back by the time, you know, to go back in to vote last or whatever. Nope, by the time I got back, that shit was closed. So I didn't get in the vote for Obama. And I felt guilty. I was like, oh my God, if this man loses, it's my fault. It's my fault because I didn't go vote. Then he won. I was like, oh, okay, I'm good. I ain't got a vote. Next time it came up, I was on my conspiracy theories theory. Like, I was a super conspiracy theorist at that point. I was like, don't trust nobody. Oh, I don't trust the government. It's all bullshit. I'm not voting for nobody. I didn't vote the first time. I'm not going to vote this time. Obama going to win anyway. Obama did win. Ah, I knew it. I told you he was going to win anyway. Dude, that's not been a conspiracy theory because all that shit started sounding really stupid after a while. I was like, this sounds dumb. All right. Why do I believe this? I'm going to go get a job. This is...
I got bills. I know it, nigga. Right? I got other shit to worry about.
I can't be running out here talking about I got to survive off the land. It costs money to live on this land. I am not in a farm with some land and some seeds or some chickens or nothing. So all that, you know, survivalist talk and doomsday prepper talk that's going on out the window right now. I gotta survive out here on this side of these streets. And then when it came to Hillary and Donald, I just didn't know who to vote for, so I just didn't vote. And which is stupid because you're still supposed to vote. But I was just like, yeah, New York will get Hillary. And it did. New York won Hillary.
New York sure did.
So nobody can blame me about Trump because New York had Hillary. So it don't matter. Yep. It would have been Hillary anyway.
New York sure did.
So am I going to vote this time? I sure am. This is going to be the first time I ever vote in my life. I never voted before, so this will be my first time. Who am I voting for? Have no clue. Who I think I might vote for? If anybody, I might say Bernie Sanders.
Exactly, Bernie.
But, you know, that's if he even gets into that whole thing, you know.
I don't think they're going
to. I don't think so either.
He's too.
I can't see Bernie winning, being president.
I don't think that they would even let him just because of his age alone.
Right, I just don't see it.
Didn't they crack on the other guy that tried to vote? What's his name?
I would love for Bernie to be president.
They probably not in that shit no more.
I would love for
Bernie.
Are you
talking about Joe Biden?
Yeah, Joe Biden. It made fun about his age for a fucking minute.
I don't trust Biden. Like, don't use that. Oh, Obama used to be my best friend. Like, I don't care. But the only way that can work for me, if you come back with the Obamas.
Word. This is a whole package deal now.
Right? Like, now, Michelle got to be your vice.
She got to be your vice now. All right? You got to bring the whole group with you. All right?
Everybody come back.
Everybody.
Everybody back
in there. Everybody. Even the dog.
Shit, even the gardener who cut the leaves. Right? Everybody who's working there during the Obama administration got to come back.
Whoever did her makeup. Whoever cut his hair.
Gotta come back.
All of them. Bring them back.
Like, I'm just like, I don't know who to vote for right now. And it's my American right to vote. So I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm scared.
I'm not young and dumb anymore. I'm not conspiracy theorist no more. And, you know, voting matters.
Yeah, voting matters.
Even though the people get to, you know, they choose who they want to be president at the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about
our vote,
my nigga.
But I want to at least be able to say, I did my American duty and voted. If I can do jury duty, I can vote for a president.
Well, if you don't do jury duty, you go to jail.
So,
I mean, yeah. So not really a choice to do jury duty.
They kind of force you to do that.
Yeah, they really do. They kind of say like, "Come here, sit down." They even got there. You bar up the windows and then just cops with guns. And it's like, wait, I thought
there's no escape.
Like, I thought we were just here to talk about a crack on the floor. Why this man got a gun? You gonna shoot me if I leave? All right, I'm just gonna sit down. I'm just gonna sit right here. And I've been in jail before. That shit feels the exact same way. Literally the exact same way. Like, there was no different from, like, at all times, I'll have to remind myself, like, oh, wait, I'm free. I'm not in jail right now. Like, just because so much of it reminded me of jail. I was like, Jesus Christ, they just have all these buildings set up the same way. It's really weird. Like,
I had to go in for jury duty once, and they didn't even, like, really keep me. They just made me sit there for hours just to tell me, okay, so if you didn't hear your number, just go home.
I was one of those. I was like, oh, really good.
What? Not me.
Yes, I got like, paid for that
me.
Day.
I was like, excuse me. I got paid for that the day. Letter said that I could have like 2 or 3 to like 3 days worth of not going to work. what are we doing about that?
What's going on? I wanted to go to work. They wouldn't pay me as much as my actual job. So I was like, man, losing money being here.
No, I took that full day off, man. They even tried to call me. I was like, yo, I'm still at jury duty.
All they do is say, what, 40 a day?
So, yeah.
That's nothing. So, I was like, 40, what am I going to do with 40 a day?
Not stand on my feet all day? Because that's what I did.
Man, I was sitting there like, yo, I got places to be. I ain't trying to be here. And it's crazy because every time I try to say something to convince them to get me to leave, it just made them kept me even longer. Like, oh, yeah, he's perfect. Keep him. Like, no. Like, do you think you can vote fairly for this? And then I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I would. Yeah, you damn right I'll do that.
Okay. Why?
What do you do for a living? Oh, man, you know, I'm security, so I look for the details.
He was basically applying for the job, guys. That's what he was doing. He was applying for the job.
I thought it would work against me. Like, all right.
No.
That's a bullet.
No.
And you know the crazy part about it? They never used me. I was just a tournament jury.
You, sir, are a very lucky man.
I just sat there. Falling asleep during the fucking, you know, they invited people to tell their side of the story, you know, the man who built the fucking floor, the guy who fucking built the architecture of the building and this and that, I'm just passing the fuck out, then I hear it and I wake up like, wait, they pay him how much an hour? Like, I think they pay him like almost $1,700 an hour. Wow. And I was just like, wait, who's the bad person to get in this court case? Fuck the rich guys. No, give the old lady all the money. No, they went with the rich guys at the end. And I was like, oh, fuck y'all. This is why they made me part of the jury. Because I would have voted against this. I would have voted so against that shit. Like, give the old lady the money. Fuck them. They got money. He gets paid $1,700 an hour. Give the old lady some money.
That's a fact.
Nope, they voted against it. I was so tight. I was like, why? Why? Oh, you can't be here for nothing. But maybe that was God's way of saying, you know what? Let's not have you in here because you're going to prolong this shit even longer. Like, no, I don't agree. No.
Everybody's going to be looking at you like, yo, bro, you just want to, like, just go for it.
Like I want to go back to work, but I give the lady the money. That would have been my thing the whole time. Give the lady the money. Whole day. Give the lady the money. You're just going to, I would never see her when I was walking in, and I wanted to say, don't worry, girl. I got you. So glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, that would have been hard to explain. She would have looked at you like, bruh, sorry. Señora, por favor, forgive me. My powers didn't work today.
I would have left in the opposite direction. I'd have been like, that old lady might kill me or curse me. I got to go the opposite direction. I got to make sure I'm going.
Keep your head down,
bro. I did. When leaving that courtroom and knowing she didn't get that money, I did. I looked down like, damn, I don't even know what to do. I'm just going to walk away and look down like, oh, damn. It wasn't me. I didn't say that. They didn't allow me in the room. They made me sit outside. I watched Michael and Kelly. Jury duty sucks.
It does.
I believe.
Yeah, that was fun. It seems in the movie. There was a movie called Jury Duty with Pauly Shore. That made Jury Duty look so much fun. But he was in a murder case. And no lie, I kind of rather wish I had a murder case.
I was hoping for that. I was like, please.
Hope for yellow crazy. I was glad for what I got.
Like, I don't want no, oh, sir, sure he ran the stop sign. Nah, I want you to find a bitch dead. Yo, like, I'm talking about chop the fuck up in pieces. We found a body part someplace else, and you open the door, it's right there in your refrigerator. Like, give me something to work with. I was so disappointed. They was like, nope, you know, just call this number. And if you hear, you know, your number, you know, you got to come in. I called every day loyally. Loyally. They never called me in, those bastards. They talking about now, hey, you want to do jury duty? No, fuck y'all. I want to do no goddamn jury duty.
I had no choice but to do it because I kept skipping it. And they said, they were like, but I missed this one. They're going to put a warrant out for my ass. I was like, damn.
Gotta go.
Right? Like, I gotta go to court. I got pulled over for the cops.
But you know what? Not for nothing. The only good thing about that is that, like, you can't get fired from work.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
No matter if you have no time, if you're on probationary period, they cannot terminate you.
Nope.
Because of that.
It's my American right. Mm-hmm. It's my duty as an American.
That's a lawsuit.
That's why I'm sitting there like, y'all hit me with jury duty. Sorry, guys. I'm going to see y'all next time. I'll let you know when this is over.
I didn't even want to deal with no murder. I didn't want to deal with no federal. I didn't want to deal with none of that shit.
Oh, if you're going to take my time, this better be some crazy shit.
I'm serious. I remember I asked one of the you know, the officers there. I was like, is the trial, like, you know, I was asking for information on the trial. Like, I was just like, how juicy is this? Yeah. Like, what's going on? He's just looking at me like, you okay?
Like, no.
I was like, how good does this get?
You know, it's crazy. So, in the beginning of it, you know, the judge came. He's like, hey, man, you know, I want to thank you guys for coming out today. You know, I just want you to let you guys know, you know, this ain't going to be like the movies or the TV shows. You know, there will be a lot of drama, you know. It might be a little theatrics depending on what kind of lawyers you got. And there was one lawyer, he was definitely full of theatrics. But, but this isn't, you know, nothing like the movies and the shows, you know. This is real life people going to real life things and, you know, this is people's real lives at stake here and blah, blah, blah. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, no, bro, this is more like a movie, every movie I've seen. Like, I don't know what movies and TV shows you've been watching, but this is, like, I'm watching one lawyer, you know, he's, you know, sharp, everything clean, you know, he's not, like, suave or anything like that, he's a little geeky, but he's smooth with his words, and he knows how to ask the right questions, and he's like, persuasion, and where you're like, some of you, where were you, you know, did you think, like, you know, and then the other one, the other lawyer who was defending the woman, she's just like, you can tell she's stressed, she's tired, you know, she's going through it, you know, like, she looks like maybe her man left her, she can't stop thinking about it type shit, you know what I mean, like, she just don't look like she's there, and she's just giving up on hope, like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, so, I guess, like, and I was like, and it's no wonder she lost, because she was just, well, wait, no, I am bugging, her team actually won, she represented the rich people, but she was just so bland, just like male, just so bland, they were both white, but she was just bland, just male white, you know what I mean, the other one, you know, the other guy, he was a sharpshooter, but he lost. But, you know, but, you know, he just like, I'm just watching, you know, total opposites. And I did not expect that ending at all. I was like, whoa, that's a twist. That's a twist. I think that's probably why she probably lost. They probably didn't like how fucking theatrical that man was. It's like, yo, he too much. I don't like him. Go with the bland white person.
Right?
She seems real. You know, because this guy was like right out of a movie. Like, so out of a movie. But, when I do jury duty again, I guess it's to put another warrant out for me. I have no choice. But for now, I think I'm good on jury duty. When I was unemployed, I couldn't wait for jury duty. But it never came for me. It come for me when I get a job. Why y'all wait till I get a job to decide if you want to ask me to come into jury duty?
It's like they wait. They, you know, like they track you and they wait and they you know, they track your social security and they wait and see, like, okay, how long have you been working?
Has you got a check?
You've been getting checks for about a year. Hit him with the jury duty.
Jury duty. Jury duty.
Oh, you not working? How long you been? Oh, 6 months? What? Jury duty. No, no, we're going to hold off on the jury duty real quick.
You're not a functioning American citizen.
You're not there yet.
You're not moving that. You're not doing your American duty as an American to take care of yourself.
You're making $75,000 a year? Jury duty.
Like, why? I don't want to do it.
I don't want to deal with the lawyers, and people, the judge. Fuck that.
That's a fight. It feels like that sometimes. It feels like the more money you make, like,
the more problems come.
It's just like, okay, this is just another reason just to give you a day off.
Right. I didn't appreciate it. Because I'm just like, I was going home the same time I would have came home off of work. So I'm just like, and I was making less money. So I was just like, what are you doing? And this is not fun at all.
I gotta some more tag. I gotta be in the room. I am mentally unstable for this. I can't do this, bro.
All I know is I kept thinking I was back in jail. Every time, I'm just sitting in a, white bland room. And, the white walls, but, gated windows. And somebody watching everybody in front, or just what, I don't know what her job was. She's just sitting there. And they got police walking back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, oh, wait, I'm not back in jail. What am I doing? What am I thinking? Like, I'm over here trying to remind myself not to mean mug the cops. Like, I'm not in jail. Relax. This is not jail. This is, I'm having PTSD. It's okay. It's all right. We're here for jury duty. We're on the same side here. Everybody's getting here. Nobody's looking at you funny.
That's why I just always try to avoid contact. It's just like, no, I'm going to just stay someplace in my own world. Don't make any eye contact with nobody. No. Leave me alone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to continue this show, but, I'm looking at where we're recording right now, and it's literally caught in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the weather outside. It's frightful.
It's frightening is what it is.
Yeah, you know how my car was sliding.
Mine too.
I was in complete shock. I just got those tires.
It's the roads are very icy because of this. It's called a
a snow spill. Is that what it was? It's like a sand. I saw it. I read it.
It's snow like a, squalls.
Here you go.
So snow squalls are quick, intense bursts of snow accompanied by strong, gusting winds. Short-lived. Typically less than 3 hours, normally occur during the day. Which I call bullshit, because it's like 10:07 right now, so it's not the day. So what are the impacts? Rapidly reduced visibility, as like right now we can see.
Scary.
Treacherous travel conditions, which includes, light ice, and black ice, and potential for chain reaction accidents. What's the snow qual warning that we were all getting today? A warning is usually 30, 60 minutes in length, issued for small areas where snow squalls are expected, similar to a tornado or severe thunderstorm warning. So they said that, the best way to deal with this is, considering an alternate route or delay traveling, and stay alert for changing road conditions, reduce speed, and use low beam headlights.
You
want to
hear something crazy?
What's up?
Like, when I got that alert on my phone. We were actually in the apartment in Manhattan.
Right.
And, like I said, it's high and up there on, floor numbers. So we see, the bridge.
Right.
Yeah, I remember, the notification came on my phone, and I just happened to look up, and it's like, the bridge was gone. It was just a white wall. A white wall. Wow. Like,
winter's here.
You didn't even see, I remember I said it at once, and I was like, yo, the bridge, I can't see the bridge. And, there was somebody else there, and he was like, well, I see the lights flashing, right? And then I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and you didn't even see the light flashing anymore.
Oh, wow.
And then maybe 10 minutes later, it was clear. Completely clear. Everything stopped. We was just like, yo, what the heck is going on? I was like, all right, it's time to go.
Right. And I've seen this, it's just literally been on and off. Since earlier today. So I'm wondering how long until we can catch that next burst. And I think the burst is about to die down.
Yeah,
so
we're about to make moves.
We're going
to
take this chance now
to make
before
moves.
The tornado come back.
Yep.
So until then, Much love. God bless. Two pieces of chicken grease. I'll see you guys later.
Deuces.
Good night.
And Donald Trump is still in the White House, so stop telling people he's out of the White House.
He's not my president.
I'm just saying. Don't sound stupid out here in these streets. I taught y'all better. Don't be out here saying, Miles said.
I never said Miles.
I'm not even talking about y'all. I'm talking about my listeners on the show.
Oh, no, they know better.
Don't be telling people I said that man is getting out of the White House tomorrow.
Even though he needs
trial won't start till January. So.
It's a couple of weeks.
Right? It's not that far. But, you know, act like y'all got some sense, all right? That's all I'm saying. Don't be sounding stupid out here. Because, America, you so crazy.